This is a Capricorn FM podcast.
Let's talk about the weekend that was, at least for nurses, the event that took place in different provinces to celebrate nurses, Nurses Day. And of course, there were different conversations that aligned to that, different conversations around whether it's celebrating nurses and perhaps the challenges that nurses are still grappling with as we speak, areas that they would want that the government fix. So on International Nurses Day, you would have expected such conversations that took place, and so was the case. We're speaking to Mr. Jacob Mulepo. He is the Provincial Secretary of Dinosa in Limpopo. Mr. Mulepo, good evening and welcome.
Good evening, Domlan. Good evening to Capricorn FM listeners.
Good evening. Thank you very much for your time. International Nurses Day, I understand you were part of the event that took place here in the province. In the main, I understand the General Secretary of Dinosa was also in attendance. In the main, what were the main points perhaps that were being communicated at that stage?
No, thank you, Ngamla. The main points that were communicated were in line with our theme for the year 2024, which talks to investment in nursing. In brief, the message for 2024 is economic power of nursing, meaning that the main purpose of the theme was to highlight the importance of investing of governments to invest in nursing, looking at the fact that nursing is the backbone of health system in all countries.
What kind of investments do you then believe as an organization still needs to be made into nursing here in the country, here in the province as well?
The investment that we are referring to across the country is the investment in terms of employing more nurses, looking at the fact that the country is preparing to usher national health coverage. We need more nurses in all our health facilities, including the hospitals and the clinics. One other area where the government need to invest more is the issue of resources, because we have been raising concern about shortage of resources in our hospitals and the clinics. The other one is the infrastructure. The infrastructure where our nurses are working, where our community members are accessing health services, is not in good state, which simply means that it needs rehabilitation so that we can be able to usher the national health coverage.
Does government generally attend these events?
Yes, we want to confirm that the government attend the events. As we speak, we have forged the relationship with the Department of Health and other provinces across the country. They have copied from Limpopo in terms of the relationship with the government, especially when coming to a celebration of this day. Because when we celebrate this day, we reflect on ourselves as nurses. We also highlight the areas where we need to improve and also show the government the areas where they need to support nurses so that we can be able to discharge our responsibility in a conducive and safe environment, looking at the availability of resources.
This issue of resources and infrastructure, and perhaps let's start with resources. What does the government say? And I'm sure you've raised this a number of times before.
Yes. As we speak, the issue of resources, we have raised it several times, and we are not going to get tired and gambler until the government provide nurses with resources to ensure that they are able to provide services. So the issue of resources, we were looking at the issue of ambulances, where we have witnessed the Ministry of Health delivering the ambulances to most of the hospitals and EMS stations. The other area of equipment, we were not having equipment such as baby warmers in some of the clinics which were activated to provide 24 hours. We were not having some of the conducive delivery beds. Remember, when they activate the clinic to provide 24-hour service, that clinic simply means that it need to have relevant equipment to be able to deal with any emergency referring to deliveries, because there is some of the precipitated deliveries where you find that the women came to the clinic at the 11th hour and there is no time to call the ambulance. So those are some of the equipment that we are looking at, including the basic equipment such as blood pressure monitoring, glucometer, so that we can be able to assess and come up with a proper baseline before we prescribe the relevant medications to these patients.
Thank you very much. Appreciate your time. Good evening to you.
That was a Capricorn FM podcast. For more podcasts, visit capricornfm.co.za.